This is The Mountain Life, Healthy Living in the Wasatch. I'm Lynn Ware Peak here with Tim Henney. Sage Mountain Animal Sanctuary is a nonprofit farm animal sanctuary which aims to inspire people to reduce, if not eliminate, animal-based foods from their diets. Sage Mountain founder, operator, and yoga practitioner Lauren Lockie joins us in the studio now to talk about a new Fit and Flow yoga series offered at the Peace Platform at Sage Mountain Sanctuary in Browns Canyon. Lauren, welcome to The Mountain Life. Great to have you.
Great to be here. Thank you.
But before we talk about the yoga program, Lauren, did you notice my green smoothie over here?
Oh, nice. I did not notice that.
Eliminating the consumption
of animals.
Great.
For breakfast, I have been inspired mightily.
Yes, so that's right in concert with what Lauren practices on a daily basis and shares with her community and also in your yoga classes.
Yes, yes, that's actually the whole reason I got into teaching yoga years ago was to spread this message of compassion and eating healthy, and so it funnels into everything.
Were you always a vegetarian?
I was vegetarian starting at age 11, and now vegan for the last 8 years.
And explain to people the difference between vegetarian and vegan. I think I grasp that, but it always helps to define terms.
Vegetarian is you don't eat any meat products, so beef, chicken. Some people will still eat fish, so that might be called a pescatarian. Vegan is no animal products at all, including honey, dairy, eggs. And really, as you learn more about it, actually living a vegan lifestyle is eliminating even animal-tested products, wearing leather and wool, anything that has to do with exploiting animals or quote-unquote using animals, you don't get involved with. So, and spreading that message too. Even for me, it started with being a vegetarian, and then once I became vegan, I started learning more about even animal testing with, you know, products I buy, what I wear, even, you know, supporting circuses and things like that, anything that exploits animals.
You just wear pleather and not leather.
And I try to be as sustainable with those products too, you know, because a lot of those products are made out of plastic or things that aren't good for the environment either. So I try to encompass all of that as far as sustainability and cruelty-free. But it's tough. It's tough to find sustainable products out there, but there are more and more now.
And was that an evolutionary process for you? I kind of hear in your description that you started vegetarian, then you became vegan, then you started to kind of even go deeper through the levels of vegan for other reasons that may not have been your original reason to start as a vegetarian.
Yes, yes. Well, it's always been about the animals for me. Even now, it still is. You know, as far as the environmental impact and our health, that's a definite plus. But the main reason for me has always been for the animals. And I didn't know with dairy at the time that actually how cruel the dairy industry can be. And so when I found that out immediately, I was just like, all right, I'm done. And the last thing to go for me was cream in my coffee. That was the very last thing that I gave up as far as dairy goes.
What did you replace it with?
There's
not that that's really relevant, but
there's many out there right now. My favorite still is a vanilla soy creamer. I will sometimes just use almond milk or coconut milk,
right,
or you know, one of those, but I like the more creamy based actual coffee creamers that are plant-based.
And what about, I get it that honey is, you know, something that comes from an animal and therefore it would fall in the category, but is collecting honey, if it's a non-commercial means of collecting honey, is there a distinction there between sort of, you know, factory animal exploitation versus wandering in the forest and finding honey in a tree and going, oh, here's honey in a tree.
Yeah, I'm just gonna scoop that up. Well, for me, I actually have never really liked honey to begin with.
It's so that was easy for you.
Yeah, that was easy for me. I choose agave, if that even. For me, it just was an easy And when I found out that it's actually puke, that's what it actually is from bees, then I was like, all right, I don't need to eat that.
I wish you hadn't put it exactly that way, Lauren.
Yeah.
So it seems to me that people become vegan / vegetarian for three different reasons, and I know all those reasons converge for many people. One is for the environment and the amount of resources and water and energy it takes to produce animals for consumption, cruelty-free reasons, I hear tons of empathy for animals and cruelty-free reasons that you like to do it. And then the third is just for health reasons. Mm-hmm. And we all should eat a plant-based, you know, mostly, even if we are making that conscious choice. And many people do because they feel they just eating meat is just part of what they need. But they say, we'll do the 80% plant-based. Mm-hmm. And so we all need to eat more plants. You, and I can't believe I'm even going to bring up your green glowing smoothie, but, you know.
No, because you just think I talk about it way too much.
Years ago, you started eating way, way more vegetables just by that one change in diet.
And it shifted my whole preference for food, too, I have to say. That was a very unexpected consequence of starting my day with a vegetable and fruit-based meal, which carries me, quite honestly, all the way, sometimes till lunch, sometimes till the middle of the morning. But it shifted my preference away from meat in general and more toward plant-based, which I did not expect, and I didn't do it for that reason. It was just something that happened.
Happened naturally, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I share that with you. I every morning I have a green smoothie with blueberries also and bananas and pea milk. Makes it a little more, thicker, and I love it.
Pea milk?
Yeah, pea milk, P-E-A, pea milk. It's really great.
Wow,
yeah,
I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
You learn the darnest things on this show. Pea milk. Where do you buy that? Where do you get it?
Do you
make it?
You get it right next to the bee puke.
Yeah, same aisle. No, it's in with all the plant-based milks in the grocery store. I get mine at Whole Foods. I think they might. I don't know if Fairweather has it or not. And I have seen it in other grocery stores in town too. But Whole Foods definitely has it.
So let's talk about the Peace Platform. Well, these are your two passions in life, yoga and protecting animals. And now you're offering a Fit and Flow class a couple times a week at the Peace Platform so that you can bring people out to see what you're doing at the Animal Sanctuary in Browns Canyon.
Yes. So we started this, I think it was two summers ago, and we just had focused on yoga. This year we're doing fitness and yoga. So it'll be twice a week. Tuesdays at 5:30 and Thursdays at 9 a.m. And it's 45-minute sessions. So you can do 45 minutes of fit and then 45 minutes of yoga. And you can do both or you can just come to one of them. And it's a great way not only to, be doing these fitness classes and yoga and a little bit of meditation, but yeah, of course, it's a way for people to come out there and be around these animals and meet them and come face to face with them, because a lot of people haven't seen a pig or a cow up close and connect with them. So it's a really great setting. The Peace Platform, you can see all views around you, all the mountains, and we'll do the fitness, either on the road or on the Peace Platform as well. We won't use any equipment. We'll just use our body weight to do that stuff. But we also have a road. We can run up the mountain there. And so I'm really excited about it, and I hope that people will come out there because it's a lot of fun. It really is a lot of fun.
Well, everybody needs to come face to face with a pig at some point in their life.
Yes.
Yeah. What's your pig's name? Is it Pony Boy?
Pony Boy and Wilma Jean.
That seems like an interesting name for a pig, Pony Boy, as opposed he's not a pony, but
he's
I guess he's sort of the same size as a pony.
Yeah, I mean, they're big, and that's the whole thing, too, is that most of these pigs that you see that are raised, on these factory farms, they're usually killed at about 6 months or even less. And so these pigs now are almost 2 years or older, so you get to see their real size. I mean, Wilma weighs probably 800 pounds, maybe 850, and
wow.
Pony's like 7, 700 pounds.
Can they still, are they still mobile on their own? Do they
get
up and
sure.
wander around?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they have plenty of space. They're always out rooting around and digging and just having a great time. And that's important for pigs, you know, is to be able mm-hmm. to root around, to walk around. And
I have always heard that pigs make the best pets. I mean, I can't really imagine an 800-pound pig making a great pet. It's hard to sleep with them, you know. But because they're so intelligent. Mm-hmm. So compare a pig to a dog.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they are super intelligent. They know very similar to a dog. You can they know their names. They are sensitive creatures. They actually hang out with our dogs. And people do get them as pets. Unfortunately, they think that they're going to stay small, and these pigs don't. So a lot of times they end up having to get rid of the pigs. Mm. However, if you follow Esther the Wonder Pig on Facebook or on social media, that is a rather large pig that still lives in the home, goes outside quite a bit, but, sleeps on the bed. They, have had this pig since she was super young. But yes, they are super intelligent, super sensitive individuals, and very unique. You know, Wilma is very different than Pony Boy, and you know, understanding them and getting to know them has been really, really an honor.
At one time, we owned 3 potbelly pigs. They were supposed to be miniatures, and they mm-hmm. turned out to be much
huge.
Larger than miniatures. I would call them
800 pounds?
No, not 800 pounds, but
the
probably
don't get that big.
Probably like 200, all 3 of them. There were 3. And they are smart, and they learned that they actually didn't have to go out and root around, because everything they needed would be brought to their pig palace if they just waited long enough. So they went into pretty much perpetual hibernation and would just wake up to eat and drink whatever was placed in front of them.
Right, right, so, yes. They
which,
didn't have to move
which
at
I
all.
Chalked up to really being quite smart.
Yes, yes. And they're very clean animals, too. We think of pigs as being dirty. You know, you hear that expression, dirty as a pig, when actually they roll in the mud to cool themselves, to use the mud as sunblock. And they're very clean. They don't, you know, go to the bathroom where they sleep. They have certain spots they go. So they actually are extremely intelligent and sensitive.
So tying the whole pig thing back into yoga seems like a stretch. But the minute that we mentioned here at KPCW that you were joining us this morning, someone said goat yoga, which somehow has become this
huge, yeah.
this huge thing. I don't know why you want to have a goat walking on your back during doing down dog or shavasana, but is that a thing? And you don't have goats. This is
no,
not what
we
we're
don't
doing.
Have goats.
And the pigs will not be walking on your
back. No, no, they will not. The platform is a little higher, so none of the animals can actually get up on the platform, but what I love about it is that they're right there, and you can hear them, and they'll go under the platform, and like the Wilma and Pony will scratch themselves, and you can hear them rooting around, and they're curious, and then afterwards, you know, you can get off the platform and walk around with them. But no, we do not have goat yoga.
Do they change when you have people on the platform? I mean, there's a social aspect of them come out. You said they're curious and
oh, yeah.
wander under the platform. But do they behave differently as a group when you have humans on the platform doing things? Are they more inclined to, you know, be around and be awake and be
yeah,
doing
yeah.
all the things that they do when they're up and active?
Yeah, yeah. They're definitely more curious. They want to be by the platform and kind of look up. They'll rest their heads on it. And yeah, they're right there. They'll lay under it. You know, I think especially when we're doing yoga, it has a calming effect just on everyone around you. So mm-hmm. there was a few times that Pony would just lie on the dirt, like right next to the platform, and just be smiling. And they do smile. If you ever watch
that's,
them, they do smile. Great. Yeah.
You are a longtime yoga practitioner in this town. You've taught yoga at a variety of places. You're very well known. You do an amazing job.
Oh,
and, Where can people find you in class currently if they haven't yet made it out to Browns Canyon, to the animal sanctuary, something that will inspire them to make the trip out there? It's not very far. It's like 15 minutes.
No, it's 15, maybe 20 minutes out there. And we do want to mention the where you need to go to sign up. But I teach right now at the Mark. I'm subbing a little bit at Enlighten Wellness. I'm out in Heber now at the Hot Yoga Spinning Bar. And I also do privates here and there as well. So that's where I am.
Nice.
Right now.
Okay. Yeah. How do you sign up?
So to go, it's a suggested donation. You can do 20 for both a Fit and Flow or 10 for just Fit or Flow. And the proceeds benefit the animal residents. So you go to sagemountain.org/fit-flow-2019. So if you go onto our website and you just go to how to get involved, you just see Fit and Flow under there and you'll sign up and you'll get an email back saying the address and what to bring. And that's it.
And one more time, the schedule.
The schedule is Tuesday nights at 5:30 starting June 6th. And Thursdays at 9 a.m. And that will go through September 26th. Hopefully by June 6th.
It's got to be beautiful.
It's summer, actually, by June 6th.
Yeah. Can you guarantee that it won't be snowing when this starts?
I'll do my best.
Oh. Okay. Well, Lauren Locke, thank you so much for joining us. It's really an interesting project that you're doing out there. And I'll look forward to smiling down at that pig who's smiling up at me on the platform, the Peace platform.
Thank you very much.